తతో భేతాశ్రమం బాలో గలే సర్ప కళేవరం పీతరం వీక్ష దుఃఖార్తో ముక్త కంఠోరురుడః తతో భేతాశ్రమం బాలో గలే సర్ప కళేవరం పీతరం వీక్ష దుఃఖార్తో ముక్త కంఠోరు మాతుజీ తతో భేతాశ్రమం బాలో కలే సర్ప కళేవరం పీతరం వీక్ష దుఃఖార్తో ముక్త కంఠోరు రుదః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ తతః దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ అభ్యేత ఆఫ్టర్ ఎంటరింగ్ ఇంటూ ఆశ్రమం ద హెర్మిటేజ్ బాలః బాయ్ గలే సర్ప ద స్నేక్ ఆన్ ద షోల్డర్ కళేవరం బాడీ పీతరం అంటూ ద ఫాదర్ వీక్ష హ్యావింగ్ సీన్ దుఃఖ ఆర్తః ఇన్ అ సారీ ప్లైట్ ముక్తకంఠః లౌడ్లీ రురోడ క్రైడ్ హ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ ఐసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ Thereafter, when the boy returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of grief, he cried very loudly. Purport. The boy was not happy because he committed a great mistake, and he wanted to be relieved of the burden on his heart by crying. So, after entering the hermitage and seeing his father in that condition, he cried loudly so that he might be relieved. But it was too late. The father regretted the whole incident. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురుః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీ గురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thereafter, when the boy returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of his grief, he cried very loudly. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I am very grateful to the devotees of Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir that they are giving me an opportunity to speak here, and I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and those who are hearing online, my father, before I start speaking on this exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are discussing right now from the 18th chapter of the first canto. We are coming towards the end of the first canto. And this particular chapter is entitled, you know, Parikshit cursed, King Parikshit cursed by the Brahmana boy. And very interesting that how this, you know, whole story pans out. It's very interesting. We understand that by the arrangement of the Lord, King Parikshit, you know, the chapter before this, who is, we understand the exalted position of Parikshit Maharaj from the chapters before this, how he was born, you know, before his birth itself, you know, he was attacked by the Brahmastra, let go by Ashwatthama, and then Lord Krishna saved him in the womb itself. Therefore, he is known as Vishnu Rat, and he is also known as Parikshit because he is always looking for Krishna. That where is that Krishna where I saw, you know, in the womb. So this is the exalted position, and then we hear that this person has chastised Kali Yuga in person. Kali Yuga, the personified Kali Yuga, he has chastised him. Imagine, today if we ever come across Kali Yuga, we try to chastise him. He won't even laugh at us, he'll ignore us, you know. We have no power, we have nothing. This person was so powerful, he could control, out of fear, Kali Yuga says that, you know, I give me some place to stay. So that person who is so powerful, by the arrangement of the Lord, you know, he is one day going on a hunting trip, and he gets separated from his group. The king is always surrounded by his soldiers, always, for security reasons. The soldiers cannot, like you see, when the prime minister or some chief minister, whenever they come anywhere, they're always surrounded by their black cat commandos, you know, who are like always alert. Ki ek second bhi unko akela nahi chhodna hai because someone may attack. You know, so the same way king, it's the principle is the same. King is always with his, but he got separated somehow. He got separated from his group. And he suddenly started feeling extremely thirsty. Very, very thirsty, till the point where it became completely unbearable. He was not able to tolerate that thirst. So he went deep into the forest, and there he came across the kutir of Shamik Rishi. And Shamik Rishi was in a very deep meditative trance. He was, you know, in doing tapasya and meditating, and deeply engrossed. Not like how we meditate. Ours is, you know, we are deeply engrossed in Maya. And beach may we remember Krishna when we are chanting. But this is very deep meditation. He was in a trance. And, you know, he, you know, Brajbihari Prabhu was mentioning in one of his classes, his previous Bhagavatam class, that actually devotees should have anybody. You know, even those who are not devotees, in India we still have this culture, even 5,200 years from this incident. We still have this culture. If someone is chanting, suppose in the train you are chanting or something like that, people are looking at you, but they don't talk to you. They say, nahi, aapko disturb, aapko ek sawal puchne ka tha, but aap chant kar rahe the, usliye maine aapko disturb nahi kiya. This is the culture even 5,000 years after this incident. So what to speak of Parikshit? that he saw someone in deep trance, why would he disturb him? And so Brajbhai put a nice point that way, that we don't disturb devotees when they are meditating or chanting, so why would Parikshit do it? But he did it. And he asked for water. Now, when Shamik Rishi, because he was in trance, he did not respond, because he was deep in trance. So when he didn't respond, Parikshit got angry. He said that, you know, it was like a combination of many things. He was already very, you know, he was probably tired with a hunting trip, and he was feeling very thirsty. And when he asked for water, this person, you know, he's not sure, is he really in a trance or he's pretending to be in trance, you know, it's very difficult. So he got angry and frustrated, and out of that anger and frustration, because he could not, you know, he could not in any way get that water. So he found a dead snake lying nearby and he put it around the neck of Shamik Rishi as a, you know, kind of an insult. And he walked out of that place. The moment he walks out, it is described in subsequent verses that he felt that, arey, galti ho gaya. He immediately realized, because he is the exalted devotee, is an exalted devotee of the Lord. So devotees, not to say devotees don't commit mistakes, we do. We do commit mistakes, but because of all the training that we have received for, you know, decades from all wonderful devotees, some of whom are sitting here. So because of the training we have received, hum log galti karte samay, we don't think so much. We make the mistake, and then after we realize, yaar, shouldn't have spoken like that, I shouldn't have done that. Then we realize afterwards. So he also realizes. And in the meantime, the news reaches, you know, bad news, as they say, travels very fast. So it reaches the son of Shamik Rishi, Sringi, who is with his friends, you know, probably playing somewhere. And a young boy, he's not a, you know, not a very grown up person, or, you know, a very young boy. And the Sringi, when he hears that a snake had been put around the neck of his father, yesterday Satyanand Prabhu said that, you know, he heard that his father has been bitten by the snake. Actually, I also heard that for the first time. But anyway, whether that version or whatever version we take, he found very insulting that, are, what do these Kshatriyas think of themselves, you know? Kya samajhte hain apne aapko? Brahmanas were the head of society. They are like, unka juto ka jagah hai humara. How they can, you know, do such a thing? And he says, just see my power, now I'll curse him. And, you know, first there was a indignation and anger that came, that my father is insulted, a Brahmana is insulted, right? First there was anger about that. Then it became pride. So anger got transformed into pride, that main dikhata hu aapko abhi, I show you what your position is. And he curses that he should die within 7 days, which is what was the verse we discussed yesterday. Prabhuji discussed yesterday. So, without understanding the full context of what happened, kya hua tha, why this happened, how this happened, under the influence of Kali and with immaturity and pride, Sringi curses Parikshit to die in 7 days. So, this is one of the reasons why so much power, facility or opportunity should not be given in the hands of children. You know, children, because they lack the maturity to understand the full implications of, you know, what actions they are taking and how it will affect the world. Children don't think so much. You know, it's like you give them something, they just immediately use it. You know, they eat it. If someone gives a chocolate to a child, the child just takes it, you know, and they lure, come, I'll give you a chocolate, come with me. They just go. They're innocent. They don't think so much. So, that is why we don't give things which they are not ready for when they are very young. It's very important. So, this person, Sringi, he had the powers of a Brahman, because he probably learned the mantras, he learned all the methods, you know, from the Shastra. Maybe he was very genius, he learned a prodigy, he learned all these things at a young age. Right? Maybe his father was an expert teacher, whatever it is. But without understanding, if we are given powers, like Ashwatthama was a grown-up, but his father was unwilling to give him many of the astras which he gave to Arjun. Because he felt, nahi, tere haath mein ye, tu sahi upyog nahi karega, you will not use it properly. So, you know, that's why it is important for adults. You see, like today's 5-year-old children, okay, they are given facilities which many of us grown-ups didn't have till we were 25, 30, 40 years old. Just think about it. They have it freely. Kuch unko sochna nahi padta hai. Coding. Children are writing software at age of 7, 8 years old. Meaning they are creating artificial intelligence related programs. Which are going to govern the way the world will work in the future. Who is making it? People with no understanding of the world. Kuch malum nahi hai. Bas program banao. Then they have unlimited access to music. And music means not genuine. Yeah, good music also, but they have unlimited access to Western music. They have unlimited access to videos on YouTube. Unlimited. Instagram. People put up any nonsense there. And YouTube does not ask that, are you, you know, sometimes they may ask, this is, you know, this is for mature content. Are you above 18? You think the child is going to say, no, I am not above 18. Hey, mereko nahi dekhna hai. It's so puerile, it's so stupid, you know. So this kind of video content, violent video games. See, you see the video games that are there, no? What is the video game? Most common video game is shoot someone and kill them. Most common, right? Hundreds of things are coming at you. You keep shooting, till one person comes and eats you. You know, like that. Those are the typical theme of video games. Imagine the violence that these children are seeing at such a young age. At this impressionable age, they are getting all this. They are interacting with utter strangers on social media. Utter strangers. Young children, you know, they put up their photos on Instagram or whatever, on Facebook and whatever. And unknown people are liking, unknown people are commenting on those photos, on those videos. Unknown, right? So, this makes them feel very powerful. This makes them feel very great. I am an influencer. See how many followers I have. So, this kind of easy access to such power. Power to see what I like, play what I like, do what I like, learn what I like. I can learn anything. Everything is free on YouTube. This kind of easy access to power, what is the effect it has on the children? It makes them proud, like what Sringi was. Makes them proud. It makes them feel entitled. You know, from a very young age, they feel entitled. Ki mere paas sab kuch hai. My father has given me everything. I have a phone, I have an iPhone. Children who are 6-7 years old have an iPhone with them. So they feel ki yaar, I have already arrived in life. Unko kuch lagta nahi ki maine kuch isko earn karna chahiye. I should earn this, I should do something. No, they feel very entitled. And they become very careless. I don't care because everything is available online. I don't need to care about my teachers. Like see, I remember when we were in school. हम लोग तो स्कूल में कांपते थे, we used to tremble, you know, the teacher raised an eyebrow, we would all tremble, कि अरे बाबा अब क्या आने वाला है, you know. In those days, तो it was rule of the stick only. If you are misbehaving, you'll be slapped in front of the whole class. मैंने खाया है 2-3 बार, so मुझे तो पता है, you know how it feels. It's like so insulting, ना? And you're like, you know, I remember in ninth standard, we were playing some tabla or something, you know, in the class, and I started playing, my friend started playing, and then the whole class started playing. Sab log aisa. And upar prelims chal raha tha, 10th standard ka. So, vice principal came down immediately, you know, and because the sound went up, it was so loud. So, vice principal came down and she asked that, who started it? And everyone pointed at me and my friend. So Aishwarya speaks at that time. So she said, come here, come here. And the voice, come here right now. And we're like, oh, matlab abhi, you know what's going to happen, right? She said, take off your specs. I took off my specs and she gave me one rash karke ekta chor se mara na. I went literally, flying. And I can't even go and tell my parents that I have been slapped in school today. Because they will also slap me. Ki tune hi kuch galti kiya hoga. Right? That is how we grew up. There was a discipline. There was a healthy fear and respect of teachers. That nahi, they are giving me something. Today, I don't need teachers. Everything I buy you, everything is available online. I don't care. So this is what happens when you give too much to children at an unripe age, when they're not ripe for it, they become proud, they become entitled, they become careless. So then we should not be surprised. Let's not be surprised. Let's not say, "Arey yaar, ye kya ho gaya?" If we see that these very children, they use the facilities that are given to them, they use the freedom, they use the, all these things that are given to them to do something which changes the course of destiny, with some horrible incident. Like what happened over here, Sringi, what he did when he cursed Parikshit, he changed the course of destiny. One young boy, maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, who had power in his hands, used that power without maturity and see what happened. Destiny changed. That is why children, it is assumed that they are immature. It is assumed. Why they are not allowed to vote till they are 18? Nowadays also. आजकल हम लोग बोलते हैं ना, वी ऑल से चिल्ड्रन आर मच स्मार्टर, हमको तो वो लोग बेच के निकल जाएंगे, ऐसा हम लोग डायलॉग मारते हैं, है ना? आजकल के बच्चे कितने स्मार्ट है, वी से दैट दे आर मच स्मार्टर देन वी वर, ट्रू, बट स्टिल दे आर नॉट अलाउड टू वोट टिल दे 18, दे आर नॉट अलाउड टू ड्राइव टिल दे 18. कार ड्राइव करने में क्या, व्हाट्स द बिग डील? यू थिंक दे डोंट हैव द मोटर स्किल्स? दे डोंट हैव फाइन मोटर स्किल्स, ग्रॉस मोटर स्किल्स? What do you think? Why do you think we are not allowed to drive till we are 18? Have you ever wondered? Because skills are there since the age. Some children are very tall. At the age of 13, 14, they become 6 feet tall. Aisa bhi nahi hai ki height nahi hai karke. Women, a lot of women who are short, they are 5 feet tall, but still they drive a car. So it's not height. What is it? It's maturity. It's the empathy to understand human life is very valuable. If I am driving and I knock someone over, I kill someone, I have to live with that for my whole life. वो maturity नहीं रहता है बच्चे को, उसीलिए उनको नहीं सिखाते. So here, in this verse we see that the Sringi, he curses first and then he thinks. That is what has happened over here. So he, after he curses, first he is very proud. देखो अभी मेरा बल देखो, see my strength, I will curse him. And he curses Parikshit. And after coming back, it says that when he returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of his grief, he cried very loudly. So let us discuss why he cried. Why do people cry? This is an interesting thing. Why do people cry? So crying is another exotic creation of the Lord. It's a very exotic thing, crying. We take everything for granted, right? From our breathing to, our ability to smell, taste, see, hearing. Because they are all there, we take them for granted. Crying is another exotic creation. The Lord has given us this crying for a purpose. So why do people cry, right? They cry for various reasons. I just pulled out a few thoughts from here and there. They cry to express emotions when words are insufficient. When they run out of words, they're just overwhelmed and they cry. Like Vidura, when he was told that Lord Krishna, when he was about to leave this world, he remembered you. Now Vidura he hears this and he's so overwhelmed, he starts crying. Because he's thinking, of all the millions of people on this world, you know, whom Krishna would have met, who worshipped him with their hearts, who are so close to him, of all of them, he remembered me. And he starts crying, right? Because he is unable to express in words what he is feeling. Sometimes they cry, we cry to, you know, to get relief from stress. You know, like when you are under intense stress, like it is described when Bharat Maharaj, Ramayana, is when Bharat Maharaj came back, you know, to Ayodhya, he was brought back. Dashrath has already died, Ram, Lakshman and Sita have already gone for Vanvas. And when he comes back and he sees what has happened, and Kaikeyi tells him that, you know, congratulations! You know, she tells him, yeah, your father has left his body, but congratulations, now you are the king, undisputed. You are the king and Ram has gone to the forest. She tells him as though he is going to say, wow, this is great news. When he hears, he's like, what? How is that possible? Why did my father die? What is my brother doing? How is Ram not the king? He starts questioning her. And you know, when she explains to him what she has done, he's like completely devastated. He's like, what have you done? You have ruined me. I'm ruined. I'm finished. Because of me, now everyone will think I have done this. He immediately, I don't know anything about this. I disown my mother. Mereko kuch pata nahi. Ye inka shadyantra, maine kuch nahi kiya. Because he realizes everyone is going to think he was part of the plan. I didn't do anything. So he says, first, I have to go to Kaushalya. You know, he goes to Kaushalya's room. And Kaushalya is already like a withered flower. Jo flower aise hi rakha, about time tak wo suk jata hai. And she's like a withered flower. And she looks at Bharat and she says, you have come. Congratulations. You know, your plans have succeeded. You have got what you wanted. And Bharat is saying, no, mother, this is not my plan. This was Kaikeyi's plan. I had nothing to do. You really believe that I would do this to my Ram? No, mother. And both of them, you know, they are just, you know, in so much separation from Lord Ram. They are under so much stress that Ram has gone away. Bharat is under stress that now how do I bring Ram back? How do I convince the world that I had nothing to do with this and how do I bring him back? So under so much stress, both of them start crying. Both of them start crying and they are crying and crying and crying. Rote, they fall asleep. They just fall asleep. They fall unconscious and fall asleep there. So this is another kind of crying. Relief. You know, just by crying, sometimes the stress that is there is relieved. Then there can be grief. Or heartbreak, which causes crying. Like just prior to this pastime, there's a pastime of Dashrath. When he hears from Kaikeyi what is her plan, that my son Bharat be the king, let Ram go to the forest. So he tries to reason with her. He tries all Sam Dam Dandved. He tries everything to convince her. She refuses to listen because she is also influenced by the devatas, you know, to that you ask for this and that's how ultimately Ravana will be killed. You know, that is the plan. That is the plan of the Lord. But Dashrath is unable to. What has happened to Kaikeyi? Are you love Ram so much? Aisa kaisa tum baat kar rahe ho? How you are talking like this? Don't you see Ram is the most qualified? You love him so much. You love him more than your own son. Why are you talking like this? She is stubbornly holding on to a point. She refuses to listen. And finally he starts, first he says, angrily he shouts at her, you vile woman, what have you done? You are ruining our entire Purapna, you know, line ko kharab kar rahe ho. All the Ayodhya Vasis will curse you, everyone for all time. Angrily he, you know, riles at her. And she is not working. Then he starts begging of her. He says, please, understand, I'll die if Ram goes away. I can't live without him. You want a husband to die? Emotional blackmail. He tries everything. And finally he starts crying. He says, begging, please, don't do this. And she refuses. So when there is immense grief due to heartbreak also, person cries. You see Chitraketu, Maharaj Chitraketu, when his son Harshashoka, You know, he got the son with great difficulty. But when the son dies, he is completely heartbroken. You know, most of us cry due to this. You know, I personally also, I have cried a lot in my life. You know, I cry. As a child, I was what is described as a cry baby. You know, crying for everything. Cry for everything. So, like that, you know, so this heartbreak or grief is another reason for crying. Physical pain also causes us to cry sometimes, right? Like if intense back pain, intense, like when people get cancer, for example, you know, they cry. Or there's terrible suffering, they cry. Like, you know, when the Govardhan Leela happened, when Indradev sends down the Samvartaka clouds and, you know, they start beating down. So it's described that the raindrops were coming like pillars and cold and hard water beating down on the Brajavasis, on the cows, on the Brajavasis. So they come before Krishna crying. They're crying in pain that, oh Krishna, please save us, right? So this is another reason for crying, physical pain. Sometimes it is empathy. We cry due to empathy. Like, you know, you see a movie, in the movie some very sad scene is happening. It's not happening to you. It's happening to them, that hero, heroine, something is going on. And you see it and you start crying. You know, I remember, it's almost like a trigger for me. Like there was this movie called Abhiman, you know. And in that movie there was a particular song. It was like a trigger. Moment I would hear that song, I would start crying. I still have that, you know, it's like a trigger. Moment, sometimes we are going somewhere and that song starts playing, I start crying, I can't control it, right? It's empathy, because you're empathizing with the feeling that that person is going through. I remember many years back, this was probably 1998, 1999, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he was taking lectures on Brihad Bhagavatamrit. You know, it was like, I think, 4-5 days he was taking. And every day the intensity of the katha and the intensity with which Maharaj was speaking the katha was increasing. My roj temperature bad raha tha. It was becoming, you know, more and more intense. And finally it came to the point where, you know, Krishna is in Dwarka. And the queens of Dwarka, Narada is meeting the queens of Dwarka and he is praising them that you are the greatest devotees. We are nothing. We have no love for Krishna. You see Krishna, how much love the gopis have for him and how much Krishna has love for the gopis. Even in his sleep he is crying in virabhav from the gopis. We have no, and the way Maharaj was describing this, that Krishna is crying, the queens are crying, gopis are crying, and I looked around, everyone was crying, audience, I was crying, audience, everyone is crying, because it was such an emotionally surcharged moment, you know, which was just touching the hearts of everyone. Everyone was feeling that, you know, like a pin drop silence, and Maharaj is speaking there, you know, weaving that whole beautiful story, that picture, and painting that picture in front of us. I still remember, I could visualize what is happening there. I could see, you know, that how the way Maharaj is. So, in that empathy, that what Krishna, what separation Krishna is feeling, everyone in the audience was crying. That's empathy, crying due to empathy. Then there is happiness or relief. Sometimes with great happiness also people cry. We say, na, ye to khushi ke aansu hai. You know, like a famous dialogue, ye to khushi ke aansu hai. So this khushi ke aansu is what? It is like an overwhelming surge. So crying need not be only for negative things. It can be for positive also. So when there is overwhelmed with happiness, sometimes tears come. You know, it is like described that in the Krishna book, that when Krishna was in the coils of Kaliya, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj were all standing on the banks of Yamuna and they are looking at what is happening. Their life is literally in the coils of Kaliya. And there's nothing they can do.
क्या करेंगे, पानी में जाके उसके साथ क्या क्या, व्हाट दे कैन डू, दे आर फीलिंग दैट आवर कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू बी किल्ड बाय दिस कालिया, सच इंटेंस पेन ऑफ यू नो दैट impending loss, the Lord is going to, you know, the Krishna is going to be killed by this snake. And then suddenly Krishna is released from the coils. He starts dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And they cry with happiness. Just, oh my God, that's such a relief, right? The Lord is here. Nothing is happening to him. So there is a positive emotion also. You know, when with great positivity, with great happiness also sometimes we cry. And of course, there is the physiological reasons for crying. There's so many other things. There is the crying in separation, viraha bhav. So when you know every day the gopis, they would wait. You know, in the morning Krishna, Yashoda Mai, she would take a long time to get Krishna ready. फटाफट नहीं करती थी, एकदम स्लोली प्रेम से एक 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 वन यू नो ऑर्नामेंट, वन ड्रेस, वन यू नो टर्बन, स्लोली शी वुड डू, बिकॉज शी डिडंट वांट कृष्णा टू गो अवे फास्ट, थोड़ा और टाइम रहने दो, लेट हिम बी हियर फॉर सम टाइम, सो स्लोली शी वुड डू. एंड आउटसाइड कृष्णास फ्रेंड्स वुड बी कॉलिंग, कृष्णा चलो चलो, कम फास्ट, वी गेटिंग लेट, निकलना है, चलो 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 चलो, दे आर पुटिंग प्रेशर आउटसाइड. एंड हियर यशोदा एंड कृष्णा सेइंग, यू नो मैया थोड़ा फास्ट करो, मेरे को निकलना है. हाँ रुको रुको, आराम से. एक शी पुट्स वन पायल फॉर हिम, देन शी पुट्स अ सेकंड वन, स्लोली. एंड देयर द फ्रेंड्स आर, वी आर लीविंग, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू वेट फॉर यू, मैया जल्दी करो, जाना है. एंड लाइक नो, एंड शी टेक्स हर ओन टाइम, बिकॉज शी इज ऑल्सो बर्निंग इन फायर ऑफ सेपरेशन, दैट हाउ आई विल लीव हिम, आई हैव टू बी विदाउट हिम टिल इवनिंग नाउ. So she leaves him. When she goes, when he leaves with the boys towards the forest, the gopis are looking at him, you know, with their eyes completely focused on him. For a moment, they don't want to lose one second sight of Krishna. They're looking at him so much intensity, and then he goes away. Till he goes, till the last, you know, speck of dust is just flowing in the air. They keep looking at Krishna. Such intensity. And then when he goes, they feel shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virehe name. You know, they are just burning in separation from Krishna, and they are crying. And till he comes in the evening, they are somehow keeping alive. So imagine what is this attachment that the gopis have for Krishna, that for them that separation is as good as death. They can't stay. They are crying in separation during the day, and in the evening when they come, they're like, oh, he's come back. You know, it's like a great relief. So that Krishna, when he's taken away by Akrura, at that point the gopis cry. They cry like anything. They come and stand in front of the Rath. That no, we can't, you know, we can't have you leaving. You can't go. So much pain. When Ram was leaving Ayodhya, all the Ayodhya Vasis came and stood in front of the chariot. Ram jaane hi nahi denge. Allow you to go. You be here only. And they are crying, how can you leave us? Don't go. Please don't go. That is viraha bhav. So devotees, we, you know, of course we don't have most of these emotions. We are like stones. We cry only because we are unhappy. Otherwise, we don't cry with these emotions that the devotees have, which is based on pure love for Krishna, pure love for Lord Ram. Therefore, that separation is too much for them. So this is why people cry. So why did Shringi cry? Shringi, why did he cry? First of all, some of you may have noticed during the verse only I was smiling because mujhko thoda hansi aa raha tha. I was thinking. Because he was crying loudly because he didn't want to be chastised by his father. You know, like I remember I've seen this, you know, that children do this. वो कुछ गलती किया ना तो पहले जोर से रोना चालू कर देते हैं. क्यों? ताकि फादर से, हाँ कोई नहीं, बात नहीं है, कोई बात नहीं बेटा, क्या हो गया, क्या हो गया, बोलो बोलो, कुछ गलती हो गया क्या, ठीक है कोई बात नहीं, पहले ही रोने चालू कर. So straight away they get little sympathy, you know, by crying. You know, so I was just laughing because of that. Because I think, you know, this is how children also use psychology against their parents, you know, how to control them. So he started crying first only, you know, loudly, Ruroda, you know, very loudly he was crying. And the second reason he was crying is he realized he made a great mistake. He realized, he understood. When he saw his father is alive, his father is alive, there's just a dead snake around his shoulder. He realized he's made a great mistake. So out of repentance, he was repenting, he started crying. So, what is the great mistake that he made? What is it that he did, right? First of all, he realized that he had overreacted. I mean, for someone insulting, you don't kill somebody. He killed him, effectively, right? He said, you'll die in 7 days. So if someone insults you, you don't kill them. At least you didn't in Dwapar Yuga. So this is sign of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga mein, someone insults somebody, they kill. Like road rage, you know, someone comes out of the car and starts giving, you know, bad words, and this person takes a gun and shoots. Finished. No thinking about consequences. How dare you insult me? Mujhe gali diya, tu pata hai main kaun hu? You know, and that's it. Shoot him, kill him. That is a sign of Kali Yuga. Even if insult is done, I will kill you. You know? So he realized that he is overreacted. And then he started thinking of the repercussions. Abhi iska aage kya hoga? Right? He realized that due to his stupid, immature action, father is alive. But who is going to die? The king of the earth planet. Parikshit Maharaj was not just some, you know, chota mota, ek, you know, aisa, corporator of Mumbai, you know. Mumbai Nagri. No, he was king of the earth. King of the earth is going to die. Protector of the three Varanas. Protector of the Brahman class. Protector of the Vaishya class. Protector of the Shudra class. Protector of the Kshatriyas also. But he's the king of kings. Raja Raja. He's the protector of everyone. He is going to be killed. In the subsequent verses, it's going to come. The father, when he chastises him, tells him what happens when the king is killed. You know, that thieves and rogues, they become very powerful. Then he was the chastiser of Kali Yuga. I mean, it's well known, Parikshit is, he's the one who chastised Kali Yuga and usko daba ke rakha. Kali Yuga ka time had come. Actually, the moment Krishna leaves, Kali Yuga ka time enters. That's the start of Kali Yuga. But he had still aisa dhava ke rakha tha Kali Yuga ko. But the moment he is gone, there's no one powerful enough to control Kali Yuga. So he realized chastise of Kali Yuga is gone. He realized that Raj Rishi, I have killed a Raj Rishi, or you know, I have cursed someone like a Raj Rishi to die. A pure devotee is going to die because of my curse. So he realizes the repercussions of what he has done. Who has he cursed to die? So he starts crying. He realizes, I have given a big space for Kali to enter. Kali Yuga had no space, right? It was told that you can come wherever four regulative principles have been broken. He said, matlab, you know, in Hindi, in Bombay language, he said, bas kya? Matlab, ye kya jagah de diya? Yahan pe to kuch, ye aapke rajya mein to ye hota hi nahi hai. You give me something proper. So he says, okay, I'll give you a place where, you know, where gold, excess gold is being holded. You can stay there. Now with Parikshit gone, it was full open sanction. Jaha jana hai jao, you know, like that. So he understands that. And third, one very important, there are many, I'll not go into the details for the lack of time, but he also endured the very trusted relationship that was there between the Kshatriyas and the Brahmanas. A very, very trusted relationship. Kshatriyas depended on the Brahmanas. Depended. All important decisions. All decisions. They would consult the Brahmana and then take the decision. They would not say, hey, mereko bhi malum hai, maine bhi shastra padha hai, mereko bhi malum hai. No. They would still consult the Brahman. What should I do in this? Should we punish this person? Should we let him go? You know, like that. They would consult. So, and similarly, the Brahmanas were also dependent on the Kshatriyas. They didn't have any source of income. The Kshatriyas would support them. So they were like, okay, you know, whatever Lord gives, I take it. Like that. So very nice symbiotic relationship. But from this point, the fabric of society changed. You know, because these Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, they are like the fundamental, most important aspects of the society. Not to say that Vaishyas and Shudras are not, they are also very important. But these people are the ones who are leading the way. If they get separate, they go two different ways, what are the others going to do? You see, you know, if Brahmana is leading the way, Kshatriya is following, then the others also will follow, no? Because Kshatriya is strong, they will follow. But if Brahmana goes this direction, Kshatriya goes this direction, Vaishyas and Shudra are thinking, hame kya karna hai? Iske taraf jana hai, iske taraf, hum apni taraf jayenge. They go in there, and that's what is happening in society today. There is no proper leadership anywhere. No one knows what to do. All chaos. So this is what Sringi did by cursing Parikshit Maharaj to die. So now you may say, ye kya ho gaya yaar? What is this? This is such a bad thing, right? Such a horrible thing. How did the Lord allow it to happen? But we have to understand that actually every single one of these incidents, the background of this whole pastime, is all the arrangement of the Lord. Devotees before this have also spoken, so I'm not going in detail, but quickly, he's getting separated from the group. It's all arrangement of Krishna. This is all happening by the will of the Lord. In a pure devotee's life, the Lord intervenes. He doesn't just, you know, allow things, karma to take its course. He intervenes. He changes everything. So he got separated from the Lord. Impossible for a king, but it happened. He became thirsty. Same person who controlled his thirst and hunger for 7 days, he became so thirsty that he couldn't. He didn't have any water with him. Normally, like you see, any intelligent person, you are going out somewhere, we carry a bottle with us, no? Kuch to pani carry karte hain. He had no water. Arrangement of the Lord, he became very thirsty. He met a rishi in a trance, right? Now, that same Shamik Rishi, later on when his son cried loudly, this very verse, next verse, Shamik Rishi got up. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, grown up, king is loudly calling that I want water. He didn't hear. Arrangement of the Lord. The curse of he got angry and he cursed, he put that snake. I think one of the previous verses someone mentioned that also, that even that snake was some relative of Takshak. Right? Aisa kisi ne kuch to bola tha. I don't remember who said it. Aisa kuch to bola tha. So, again arrangement of the Lord. Then, Sringi cursing Parikshit Maharaj to die. After 7 days. Why 7 days? He could have said he'll die today. He'll die immediately. Why he gave 7 days? Worth thinking, no? Kyun usne 7 din bola? Oh, he could have said, tomorrow, before the sun rises, he'll be gone. No, he didn't say. He said 7 days from this day. 7 days. Why? Saraswati came on his tongue and made him say it. It's the Lord's desire. Everything is the arrangement of the Lord. Why does the Lord do it? 2 reasons. One, so that his pure devotee's path back to Godhead can be accelerated. Bring back Parikshit Maharaj quicker. That is one. Second, for all of us. The unfortunate people of Kali Yuga can receive the matchless gift of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described in the first canto itself, I don't remember the verse, but you know, the sages of Naimisharanya are asking that, are after Krishna left, then Kali Yuga mein kya hai? What is there for the people of Kali Yuga? So it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is there. So the Srimad Bhagavatam incarnated in this dramatic fashion by the cursing of Parikshit Maharaj, by the arrangement of the Lord. So we have to understand everything is arrangement of the Lord. And finally, to conclude, this crying thing, you know, we also have to learn the art of crying. How to cry desperately for the Lord's mercy. While chanting His holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. See, when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, whether we are doing kirtan or we are doing japa, we don't cry for the mercy of the Lord. We don't do it. I mean, at least I speak for myself. Many devotees do it, but at least I don't do it. I am not able to do it. I cry so easily for anything else. You tell me right now to start crying, in 30 seconds I'll start crying. I have ability to cry. But I can't cry for Krishna. Because I don't want Krishna. I don't have love for Krishna. But we have to learn this art of crying. Why we don't cry for Krishna? We are beggars. Beggars. Ekdam beggars hai hum log. Hamare paas kuch nahi hai. We are absolutely bereft of any spiritual credits. We are beggars. But we are like beggars. See, there are two types of beggars. There are one type of beggar who sit outside the temple. And there are those beggars who sit inside the temple. Jo andar baitha rehta na, uska alag ek right hota hai. Usko pehle bhiksha mil jata hai. You know, because someone who's coming out of the temple, they're feeling little, you know, generous. Chalo, de dete hai. So usko mil jata hai. To wo bada khush hai. Ki mere ko pehla right milta hai. I get first. And outside the beggar who's sitting, he's more desperate. Yaar, please, kuch to do, give something. They are really crying. But those who are inside are not begging with so much intensity because they are taken care. Unko prasad mil jata hai, sab theek hai. Hamara wo inside wale beggar ka halat hai. We are also inside ISKCON, where we somehow feel ki sab set hai yaar apna. We are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Sola Mala kar rahe. Prabhupad has promised he will take us back to audit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka mercy apne paas. To hum log bheek hi nahi mangte. We don't beg. We don't cry for the Lord's mercy. We are thinking we already have it. Main to andar wala beggar hoon. Mujhe kyu bheek mangna hai? This is our state. Somehow we feel ki just because we are connected with this, it's true, it's not false. But that doesn't mean that we don't beg. So we have to also learn this art. We should really cry when we understand our really fallen state. Our fallen state, when we realize how fallen we are, then we should cry. And then we should really, really cry for the mercy of the Lord. So I'll end with this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki. Srila Prabhupad ki. Srila Gurudev ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.